May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So I have a running joke with Tappy Bates' husband, David, that started probably 5 or 6 or more years ago when he dropped by the church office one day and without really thinking what I was doing, I said to him, "What are you doing here?" It was one of those moments when you can almost see the words leaving your mouth and you're like, "No!" I knew it wasn't going to go well. David, with his typical sense of humor, said something along the lines of, "And the same to you." And ever since then, whenever we have bumped into each other anywhere or been at the same event or whatever it might be, the first thing that we've said to each other has been, "What are you doing here?" Asking that question of someone is definitely not the warmest way to greet them, but all kidding aside, it's actually a pretty important question to ask ourselves about life on this earth. As human beings, as followers of Jesus, what are we doing here? What does God imagine we might be doing with the gift of life that we have been given? What is our purpose? It seems to me that there is a common thread in the readings today from Isaiah and John. Both speak directly or indirectly about call, God's call. Isaiah actually names God's call in very clear terms. He says, "The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me." We don't hear John's call quite as clearly, at least not in this passage, but he does say that he was sent by God to baptize and to testify to the one coming after him. That's call. And we actually witness Jesus calling Andrew and Simon when he says, "Come and see." Prophets like Isaiah, disciples like Andrew and Simon Peter are called by God. We use that same language about deacons and priests and bishops. But such people are not the only ones that God calls. God calls each and every one of us. Whoever you may be, you have a call from God. Along with Isaiah, God knew you before you were born and has a purpose for your life. Often we think of our vocation or work as our calling. Some people see their role in raising children or caring for family members as their calling. But I want to suggest that our calling is bigger than any of these things. Yes, we live out God's call in our work, in our relationships, in our accomplishments, in all of our activities. But God's call for our lives is deeper and greater than any one thing that we might do. Last summer when I was on sabbatical, it was the first time in a really long time that I can remember having whole days when I didn't have anything particular that I had to do. And it forced me to some unexpected reflection. About 2 weeks in, there were several days in a row without much planned, and this is what I wrote in my journal. I woke up this morning realizing that these kind of empty days are not my favorite. I have a tendency to wander and feel aimless, which led me to begin wondering, what is my purpose? I remember Dad asking that question after he retired from the ministry. Like Dad, I've always been very focused and purposeful about school, and then child rearing, and then work. But I'm realizing that none of these things is the purpose of my life. End of quote. Having nothing to do and the sense of aimlessness got me to thinking about the end of life. What if all I am able to do is lie in a bed? Will I still have a purpose? Is our purpose what we are able to do, or is it something that is there no matter what we can or can't do? And what eventually came to me is this. Even if I can't do anything at all, I can be loving. For someone who is wedded to my to-do list and defines a good day by how much I get accomplished, this is not exactly the best news. But here it is. The essence of God's call on our lives is that no matter what we might be doing or who we are with, our purpose is to love and to be loving. I think that may be what Isaiah meant when he spoke of his own calling. It's what it means to be a servant in whom God is glorified, to be a light that lightens the lives of others, until the day that the knowledge of God reaches the ends of the earth. But if being loving is God's calling for our lives, it seems to me that there might be a problem. It is actually a whole lot easier to work at accomplishing things than it is to be loving all the time. Who can do that? Again, Isaiah has something to say about this. Isaiah speaks of God as his strength. Isaiah says that kings will see and princes will bow down, not because of what Isaiah does, but because of the Lord who is faithful. It is God who calls us to love and be loving, and then it is God who strengthens us to do it. I want to end with a true story that is an example, I think, of what it looks like when God strengthens us to be love. PBS aired a segment this week in their series, Brief But Spectacular. It was by Kim Fu Fan, who today is a grown woman, but in 1972, she was 9 years old when a photographer caught her running down the road after she had been horribly burned by a napalm strike in Vietnam. She endured 17 operations, lived with constant pain and self-pity and hatred. By the time she was 18, she wanted to die in order to gain freedom from her life of agony. But that same year, she found a New Testament in the Saigon Library, and at Christmas, she became a Christian. She says that's when the people she had considered enemies became her prayer list. She prayed for the pilot, the commander, and everyone who had caused her suffering. And then she said this. I realized, wow, Kim, you pray for your enemies. This means you love. Forgiveness set my heart free. End of quote. She goes on to explain that she has a mission, helping children who have experienced trauma. For that reason, she built a school, a hospital, and an orphanage. But more importantly, she says this, I am working not because of my duty, not because of my mission, but because of my love. End of quote. You can Google Brief But Spectacular and watch the rest of the interview or read the transcript. But here's the question. How does someone love like that? For Kim Fahn, strength to love and forgive while enduring pain and suffering comes from God, who is love. Your purpose, my purpose, our calling in this life is to love and be loving, no matter what else we are doing, no matter who we encounter. And really the only way that we can do that is for God to strengthen us and renew us every day from the source of love, which is God's own never-ending, never-failing stream of love.